Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I can almost do that in one breath. How about that? I'm glad you're here, folks. I'm having more fun than the law allows. After all these years, in our 18th year, I still can't wait to come to work. I still can't wait to talk to you about our small businesses, yours and mine. I'm a small business owner just like you. I live by my wits just like you do. That's what my friend says I do. He says, I got this friend, Jim Blasingame. He lives by his wits. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And anyway, we always have fun here, and we get to meet some really smart people. And case in point, Elise Menon, the lovely and talented Elise Menon, founder of Marketing Mentor, author of so many books on this topic, on marketing, your personal services business, all the books, The Art of Self-Promotion, for example, and others, and also her book on, I don't have it in front of me for some reason, Elise. What's the book on shyness? Stop Pushing Me Around, that's it,
yeah.
Right? Stop yeah. Pushing Me Around, that was a good book, still is. Elise, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, good to be here.
I get wound up sometimes.
I see that.
It's fun. It's fun being on my show, isn't it?
It is.
Work with me, Elise. I'm trying to keep it going here. Hey, Elise, one of the things that I learned a long time ago when I started my consulting business before I morphed into a media company, when I was helping people one-on-one, I found that whenever possible, if I thought of what I was doing, my one-on-one consulting with customers, I couldn't always do it, because sometimes it was just an hour of time for an hour of pay, and that was fine. I did a lot of that. But there was also times when the client would show me something that needed to be done, and I could tell that this needed to not be an hourly kind of a thing. This needed to be a package, a program, a product, something I could put in a box and put a bow around. And I started thinking about packaging my services without really thinking about it like that. I just did it. What do you think?
Well, I think it is very natural to some people and to some services and businesses.
My clients liked it, Elise.
I think people want to buy something they understand, and they want you to sell it to them.
But it also had a beginning and an end. I think that's what they liked about it.
Yep.
It wasn't open-ended. They knew. They said, "I want this to happen," and I said, "Hey, how about instead of doing it on an hourly basis? Because I might still be doing something else for them on an hourly basis." I said, "What about that project? I start it and I finish it for this much money in this period of time," and they loved that.
Well, and that's a little different. That's the beginning of package pricing, in my opinion. You're talking about a project fee, essentially.
Right. Right.
And package pricing, in my definition, and the way I'm teaching people to do it, is you do these projects that are all pretty much similar for approximately the same price. Why don't you package it up and present it that way?
Right.
So that it's understandable to people.
And you're saying make it available to anybody that way, whereas mine was more customized for that person.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That makes sense. Yeah. Just a variation. I was doing it for individuals. However, it did make me, when I started doing it, it made me think like that. So I was almost doing it, what you're saying, but it wasn't like in those days there were no websites, right? They couldn't go to my website. This was a long time ago. They couldn't go to my website and see what my package pricing was.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on the spectrum. It's part of the evolution toward that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been encouraging more and more clients to do this because it saves a lot of time in creating proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my clients and a lot of creative professionals I see struggle with their pricing in the first place. And mm-hmm. every time a new client comes, they have to come up with, all right, what is the price for this? Mm-hmm. And so package pricing helps the person who's selling as well, because it basically makes it a lot easier for you to present what you're offering for a particular price, which legitimizes it also. It says, no, this is what I offer, and this is the price. As if a corporation is making those.
Give us an example of what a package price, what if we open the box, what's inside?
Sure. So this works really well for web designers, because there's a basic web package, a medium web package, and a premium web package. And pretty much anyone who comes needs one of the three. So the basic one has just all the basic things in it. But then you add more features and benefits to it to create the medium version. And then you add more features and benefits to create the premium version. Mm-hmm. And that way people like to have a choice, but it's not too many choices. And usually people choose the one in the middle because they don't want to be cheap, but they also don't want to spend a lot of money, so they choose the one in the middle. And that's another way of upselling.
Yeah. And this is where you're, especially if you're delivering services and not so much consulting.
Yes, although it can work just as well for consulting. You know, a basic package has 10 hours, a medium package has 15 hours plus X number of email messages.
But see, that's mostly for you, for the benefit of the person, the consultant, then, because if you don't have a deliverable in that 10 hours, then all you've done is get your customer to make a commitment to you for 10 hours.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But at least it's got the beginning, middle, and end.
I mean, I like that. I mean, as a consultant, you like those things.
Right.
But the purpose of the packaging pricing to me is to make the customer see here's where it's really powerful, Elise, and you know this yourself. You and I both have found and one of the first things I learned is that everybody is not comfortable working with a consultant with a personal service provider. There are people out there who just they have a hard time thinking about paying that kind of a rate that most of us have to charge. And so everybody is not like that. And so, but if you put it into a package with a deliverable and a time frame kind of thing, it makes them feel like they bought something instead of hired somebody for their time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think the way our culture has trained people to buy stuff and, you know, commoditize everything, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. I need your website, Elise.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Marketing-mentor.com, folks. A lot of stuff there. You'll get smarter if you hang out with Elise. I sure have. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.